listener production.
Hello, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. Some wins for the goldfields in yesterday's state budget. $34 million will be spent unlocking more development-ready land for housing in Kalgoorlie, while $15 million will go towards business case to expand water supply to the goldfields. But despite the good news, the state opposition has slammed the financial plan, claiming Rita Safiotti has wasted a financial bonanza gifted by WA's hard workers. While it does contain some relief for struggling households, including a $400 power bill credit, State Opposition Leader Shane Love says the budget papers are proof Labor lacks ideas on how to fully address the cost of living crisis.
What we've seen is that this Treasurer, might be her first budget, has failed to actually take on any new ideas in how to actually translate that wealth into meaningful reform in the Western Australian economy and to make sure that Western Australia continues to prosper into the future.
Police are calling for information on a serious crash that happened near York overnight. A motorbike and Mack truck collided in Cold Harbour at the intersection of Top Beverly York and Quaritting York Roads around 7 o'clock last night. The 46-year-old motorbike rider suffered serious injuries and was airlifted to Perth for treatment. Contact Crime Stoppers if you know anything. And Mineral Resources will soon be running their own FIFO flights. The mining giant is looking to start its own airline, which could take to the skies as early as this year. It'll allow people to fly to and from the new Onslow operation at more attractive times. In sport, top-level hockey returns to Kalgoorlie-Boulder tomorrow. Premier League clubs Aquinas Reds and Wesley South Perth will go head-to-head in a special doubleheader at 7 o'clock. But first, the Women's League will clash at 5:30 p.m. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.